A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were well attested. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. By faith, he received power to generate, even though he was past the normal age, and Sarah herself was sterile. For he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. So it was that there came forth one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sands on the seashore. All these died in faith. They did not receive what had been promised, but saw it and greeted it from afar, and acknowledged themselves to be strangers and aliens on earth. For those who speak thus show that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land from which they had come, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better homeland, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was ready to offer his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac, descendants shall bear your name." He reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead, and he received Isaac back as a symbol. Verbum Domini. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our sins, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the bonds of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
Alleluia. Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Marcum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up and waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, whom even the wind and sea obey?" Verbum Domini.
Laus tibi, Christe.
We have been reading through the letter to the Hebrews and yesterday's reading, and in a particular way, today's reading are about faith. The great chapter on faith in the scriptures is chapter 11 in the letter to the Hebrews, and we have the section on Abraham and Sarah today. And yesterday we heard at the end of chapter 10, "Do not throw away your confidence. It will have great recompense. You need endurance to do the will of God and receive what he has promised." And then it concluded, "We are not among those who draw back and perish, but among those who have faith and will possess life." And then this leads into chapter 11 with these great biblical heroes, examples of faith. We're not among those who draw back and perish, like the people, the Israelites, who in the Exodus arrive at the very cusp of entering the promised land and they say, "Let's go back." And there are those that were, the letter to the Hebrews is addressed to, who are perhaps shaky in their faith. "Maybe I need to just forget this Christianity and go back to what I was doing before." No, we are not among those who draw back and perish, but among those who have faith and will possess life. And so that's the entrance really to chapter 11 with these great biblical figures of faith and how they put it into practice, how they lived it out. You know, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, that at the end of her life, she was suffocating because of tuberculosis. And she was, in these last years of her life, that she would write her autobiography, Under Obedience, Story of a Soul, as it's known today. She didn't really have a title on it. It was just the story of what God had done in her life. So she said this is really what she wanted to do, is just proclaim his mercies to her. But at the end of her life, she had a great trial of faith, a great darkness. And she said that she heard a voice say to her, "Are you sure of being loved by God? Did he come and tell you? You are dreaming about the light, about the fatherland." So these were terrible temptations that she was having against faith, a great darkness, a great question about life after death. But she came to come to understand those who struggle, agnostics and atheists, she would call her brothers. And Nietzsche, the atheist philosopher, her sick little brother. She knew what it was like to have that kind of darkness envelop the soul where it was hard to believe. But she said the greatest difficulty she had was that she had no consolations, but she had to trust him even more. And so that was the great act of faith, the great act of trust, even while she wasn't experiencing anything. I'm going to show my complete abandonment, my complete surrender, my complete trust in you. And you know, you can actually go online and read her actual handwriting, her manuscript, if you know French. And the very last words that she wrote, the last four words on the back of a page, and it was at the point where she was so sick and so ill and so weak that she couldn't really write with a pen anymore. She had to have this little pencil. The last four words, with confidence and love. With confidence and love. She preceded that by saying, even if I was the greatest sinner, I would still approach his mercy with confidence and love. So she persevered in that faith and inherit the promise that God had. So let's look at today's reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Of course, our Lord says to the apostles, why are you terrified? And they're saying, well, I think most of us probably would have been in that situation. But they said to the Lord, are you not concerned that we are perishing? He wants to have that faith that, hey, I'm the Lord. I can say to the wind and the sea, be still, quiet. Who is this? It's a question that's addressed to all. Who is this that can even say to the wind and the sea, be quiet, and they obey him? It is the Lord. And so we have the great figure of Abraham and also of Sarah in today's first reading. And so again and again, we hear in chapter 11, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, 18 times. And 7 times in the section on Abraham and also of Sarah. And so by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. So what did God say to him? As we read in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, that Hebrews is referring to. Here's what he said to Abraham. Go forth from your land, your relatives, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. So all of his security. And that was important, of course. It's your security was there, your inheritance was there, with your relatives, with your father's house being there. And the Lord saying, leave all that security. Go to a land that I'm going to show you. So he's not even told where he's going to go. I will show you. So he's got to step out. He's got to leave all of this earthly security that he has. And you know that we refer to Abraham, as we will in today's Eucharistic Prayer 1, the Roman Canon, as our father in faith. So we are children of Abraham by faith because he is a great figure of faith. So he leaves all of this security that he has in Ur of the Chaldeans, and he is going to go. He doesn't even know where he's going, but he's going to go. He's going to trust that God is going to show him where he is going to go. He went out not knowing where he was to go, the letter to the Hebrews continues. He would have to walk in constant dependence on God. He would have to trust that God would eventually show him the destination. And so we see this too in the Gospels, isn't it? Where Jesus will say, come follow me. And they will leave their father and their nets, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. They will leave their nets. They will leave their father. And they will follow him. They don't know where he's going, but they're going to follow him. They're going to be his disciples. And another element of Abraham's great faith is that we see he never, although he goes to this land that God shows to him, he never has a permanent dwelling there. He never owns a piece of property except the cave where Sarah will be buried. And he dwells in tents with Isaac and Jacob. They dwell in tents. They never have a permanent possession. They're sojourners. And so we heard by faith he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. So he never had really a fixed abode, a place of security here. Did you ever stay in a tent? I used to like to go camping, and probably some of you have had that experience. And after a couple of days of sleeping on the ground in a tent, you're ready to get home to your bed. It's not the most secure situation. It's not the most comfortable situation. But what does that tell us about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob? They're dwelling in tents like sojourners. And Dr. Mary Healy, recently appointed to the Vatican, by the Vatican, a biblical scholar, she points out that the word sojourner, the Greek word, is paroikos. Paroikos, from which we get the word parish or parochial. So all of you who are members of parishes, we all are in the Catholic faith, that we're sojourners on this earth, we're looking forward to a better homeland, our heavenly homeland. We don't have a permanent dwelling here. And so that insecurity that Abraham experienced, but he's going to trust in God, he's going to trust in his providence, that was enough for him. He believed in God's promises. So his lack of a permanent home propelled him to look beyond the transitory things of this world and an expectation that God had something greater in store for him. And so we heard that he was looking forward to the city with foundations, not a tent, the passing tent of this life. But he was looking for a city with foundations whose architect and maker is God. So that was what he saw from afar. You know, Jesus even refers to this when he said, Abraham saw me and he delighted. So he referred to the fact that Abraham foresaw what was coming. He foresaw what was coming. He trusted in God's promises. If they had been thinking of the land from which they had come, they would have had the opportunity to return, but now they desire a better homeland, a heavenly one. And that word homeland in Greek is patria. You know, every morning, the friars, we begin our prayers with the O Salutaris, as we have the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament and begin our prayers before the Blessed Sacrament. You know that hymn that we pray during and we sing during benediction. Well, that last verse speaks of our patria, our homeland. Qui vitam sine termino, donas donet in patria. Donas nobis donet in patria. Grant to us our patria, our fatherland, our heavenly homeland. That's what we're praying for. That's what we're looking forward to. We are all sojourners on this earth. And that insecurity leads us to put all of our security, our confidence in God. And in the gospel today, Jesus points out, that's all you really need. We're all going to experience the storms of this life, and sometimes we can think We're perishing. There's no hope. Lord, are you asleep? And those thoughts can cross our minds in the troubles and sometimes tragedies of this life. We pray especially for those who suffered last night in that plane crash in Philadelphia, for all of those who are suffering and the recovery efforts that are taking place. Lord, are you asleep? And he says, why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith? This is not our homeland. If they had been thinking of the land from which they had come, they would have had the opportunity to return there. But now they desire a better homeland, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. He has prepared a city for them. What did Jesus say in his discourse in the upper room? In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places, and I go to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, you also may be. Qui vitam sine termino, nobis donet in patria. O grant us, O Lord, the life that knows no end, forever in our patria, in our heavenly home.